Welcome back. Catherine Dines here with Jerry Doyle and Walter Noble from the Children's Aid Foundation Ottawa. So, gentlemen, what is next for the foundation? Walter?
Thanks, Catherine. We're very excited to be launching a new program in October. It's part of a national program. We've put the Ottawa on the map, and it is the Ted and Loretta Rogers Foster Care Transition Program. And this will see over 400 kids that come into care in Ottawa every year receive comfort packs that are age-appropriate, cultural appropriate, to help them with that transition into care.
Now, can you imagine being a child or a youth where the Children's Aid Society shows up at your home? You don't understand it. The parents don't understand it, or maybe they do. But right now, we're at a moment of crisis. But now we have a very age-appropriate. If you're a five-year-old little boy or a five-year-old little girl, there's going to be a backpack just for you that the caseworker is going to provide to you. And it'll have something for a five-year-old boy, a girl, or a 12- or a 15-year-old, whatever the case may be, saying, hi, we're actually here to be your friends. We're actually here to help you. And as the Children's Aid Society workers, they work with the families. We're so genuinely excited about this because one of the things that we've not been able to manage is how do we impressed with these children that we're on their side. We're not there to take, the Children's Aid Society is not there to take them away from their mom and dad, but we're actually there to help. And that's exactly what they do. And this program has gone national.
It's the Ted and Loretta Rogers Foster Care Transition Program. And so the funding came through the National Children's Aid Foundation. And the exciting thing that we're doing here in Ottawa is when those backpacks arrive, we have the youth at CIS Ottawa who were foster kids or our foster kids, and they're going to decide what goes in those backpacks.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. So they know from experience what would kids of different ages want to see in the backpacks, what's going to make them comfortable.
Exactly, exactly. So you'll hear a lot more about it.
We partner as well with other groups. Ski for Kids is huge for us every year, and we actively participate. And that's where you take some skiers such as myself. We get into some informal racing, and it's nothing terribly serious. And I've been skiing since I was a child, and trust me when I say when I'm racing, it's not very serious. But having said that, the Ski for Kids program gave us a check this year for $50,000 because of the great work that they did one day at Mont-Saint-Marie. Every year it's in February. Can you imagine the impact that $50,000 is going to have? And they give a huge amount of their money to CHEO. And look at the impact that these people in our community is having, what they're doing right now for CHEO, children, and for the Children's Aid Foundation. That's huge. So we are looking to partner with other charities, with other fundraisers. They're wondering, are you out there wondering, where can we help in the community? Please pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd be happy to meet with you. Have the conversations. We'll show you firsthand the lives that you're going to impact directly. As I said, it will not be lost in the abyss. We'll talk to you about the families that we've helped and that we need your help to help going forward. Because remember, we did say 600 kids a year, and that amount is growing every year. It's not getting smaller. It's actually growing. So we need your help in that regard.
And just to paint another picture for the listeners right now of the kind of people you are helping, can you share another story, another inspirational story?
There are so many of them. For example, we have the case whereby there was a father who was physically and emotionally abusive of the mother, and that it was traumatic for the two children because they saw that. They saw exactly what dad was doing to mom. The parents separated, and this caseworker worked with these parents separately and then with the kids. We provided them, we had a specific donor who gave them swimming lessons and dance lessons for these kids. The Children's Aid Society with some third-party workers helped them demonstrate that they could live together. And guess what? They're swimming. Mom and dad are together, still under counseling. The family is together, and they're through the trauma. And they're emerging from the other side of that. So do you just deal with the problem at hand, or do you help the children through this trauma? We're helping them through the trauma because during this period of time, they would never have had an opportunity to take those swimming lessons and dance lessons. Mom and dad are too busy just trying to survive and keep their relationship going. Dad is too busy trying to figure out, why am I being emotionally and physically abusive to my wife? The wife is trying to figure that out. That's what the experts are there for. We're there to help the kids because the children are collateral damage. As I said, you don't get to choose who your mom and dad are. But if the Children's Aid Society and their professionals can keep that family together and we can help support those kids, we're on that team. As a matter of fact, we'll take the lead.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, I want to remind people the best way to find you, search online for Children's Aid Foundation Ottawa. Your phone number's there, your website's there, all the details. You can contact Jerry and Walter, and whatever questions you might have about helping, giving back, where the greatest need is, you can direct your money to a certain program if one of the programs we've talked about today appeals to you more. Anything you would like to add, gentlemen?
Yeah, so we're very nimble, as you'd mentioned, Jerry. There's the staff of two. So as you mentioned, those donor dollars are being put to work immediately. And really quickly, just because I know in Ottawa, entrepreneurship is a huge thing in this community. And just this past summer, I helped connect one of our bursary recipients who had this business idea, didn't know what to do with it, connected them into some of our mentors that are in our network and had a great conversation and put them and steered them into the right direction to actually get this thing going. So more, you know, stay tuned to hear about his success, but those are the kinds of things that get me energized and get me out of bed every day and do the work for all these kids on behalf of the kids.
To better illustrate, for example, Catherine, insofar as how positively these children and youth emerge from the system years later, do you know what the single largest request we have on our Dare to Dream bursary program, what they want to do and how they want to be schooled, what they want to do out of school?
What?
Child and youth care workers. They want to work at the Children's Aid Society. They want to be a caseworker. They want to learn how can they help the kids that in the same fashion that they were helped when they were in crisis. That is the single, by far, the single largest request that we get. Needless to say, we write that check.
That's amazing.
And we're very lucky to have, I must mention, Algonquin College Foundation, who have a number of bursaries for the kids that we help fund. And about a third of our bursary recipients are studying right here at Algonquin College.
Algonquin College is a huge partner in this regard, City Collegiale as well. So we generally appreciate that. Carleton University of Ottawa, they're all part of the Children's Aid Foundation on our support network.
Do you require adults, or can kids actually contact you? Sometimes, you know, kids don't know how to ask and reach out, and maybe the adults don't either.
It would be a pleasure to talk to a child or a youth. They don't have to have a checkbook to have a conversation with me. As board chair, I just want to help educate them. And if they've got a question, I'd love to talk to them, because guess what? That's interest, and that's going to grow.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Jerry Doyle. Walter Noble from the Children's Aid Foundation. All kinds of exciting things coming up. You're continuing to help so many children in Ottawa's community. And if you want to help Jerry and Walter out, the best thing to do would be to search for Children's Aid Foundation Ottawa. You can find all their contact info and you can see some great programs online. I love the website. It's very clear, easy to understand. There's so many different ways for people to get involved. And thank you guys so much for being here today and educating us more about what you do.
And
my
again,
pleasure.
Thank you to Bell Media for helping us in our quest to help these kids.
All right, that's
absolutely
a wrap. Catherine Dines.